Let's read the passage together. I'm going to read from the ESV version.
我们一起来读圣经的经文，先读英文，再读中文。
Yeah, if you can, we read the English version together, and then Shiba will lead us to read it in Chinese. Okay, Psalm 1, verse 1. This is the word of God. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the Lord, the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
诗篇第一章，这是神的话语。不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠皮被风吹散。因此到审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却是灭亡。
Actually, this summer we are preaching through about 8 to 9 selected psalms in the Old Testament.
这个夏天呢，我是选择了旧约里面的诗篇有七八篇在做讲道。
We pick psalms because we think psalms will give us a very interesting angle to look at life.
那么从诗篇中呢，我们可以看到有一个很好的角度来看待生命。
You would think that reading something like I don't know if you and all if all of you know how to drive.
我知道
have a license.
在座的很多人大概都会开车，都有执照。
Yeah, probably a few younger ones may not have a license.
但是有些年轻的孩子可能还没有执照。
But go back to the time when you actually have to take the written test.
你再想想看。当你要考那个笔试的时候，为了考执照，你做笔试的时候。
And I don't know how many of you actually will study for that written test.
是不是还做了一些复习呢
？Some of you may think that the written test is so easy that you just wing it.
有些人认为那个可能那个笔试很容易，一下就过了。
But remember the booklet you read to take that written test for the driver's license.
那我们知道考这个笔试之前呢，有一本书就是。那个州政府发给你们要复习考这个笔试的那本书。
I don't know how many of you actually will enjoy reading that book.
如果你读那本书的时候，你大概是不会很喜欢读那本小册子。
When you I say enjoy it, that means when you wake up first thing in the morning, you will think about the book.
我说你喜欢那本书是就是早上一起来你就想哦，我看想到这本书了，要看这本书。
Before you go out to work to school, you want to listen to it.
或者说你不管你去上班或者是上学的路上呢，你还听这本书。
You go to work, you have lunch, and then you want to go back to that book and read it.
在这上班的时候，你有中饭的时候，你也会去看这本小册子。
You take that rule book to your bathroom break.
然后你看着那本书呢，你上厕所的时候也会带着那本书。
And then when you finish a whole day of work, you just find relaxing to read that rule book.
然后呢？或者下了班你回家了，你想放松一下，也来看这本书。
Go back home, you greet your kids, and you have your dinner, and then you want to go back to that book and read it again.
然后呢，你说你回家了，和你孩子在一起吃好饭了，你又想去看这本书。
And the last thing you want to see before you close your eyes to sleep is that book.
然后呢，在晚上你要睡觉之前还是看这本书。
So I don't know if you have done that.
没有人做这事儿吧
？Probably not.
大概不会有。
You probably wondering why anyone would actually advise you to read a rule book and say you find it interesting and delighted in it.
然后你也就在想啊，有人会不会有人会推荐你应该去这本书，你应该喜欢这本书。
Probably very few people would enjoy doing that.
可能会有极少极少的人吧，但是不会多。
Except maybe some of you are lawyers, maybe you would enjoy doing
that. 如果你是律师的话，也许你会去读那本书。
Because you want to poke hole into those rules.
然后呢，你想在那个规矩里边呢找些缺陷，找些错误。
But when we go to Psalms.
那么我们看诗篇的时候
，and especially when we read Psalm 1 today，
那么今天我们读的呢是诗篇第一章。
We kind of receive advice like that。
我们实际上是在接收神对我们的教训。
It almost like reading Psalm 1, you will almost read it as if you are advised to study the law of God。
然后你读诗篇呢，就是在复习神的律法。
And you would think that this is just crazy.
你也觉得，哎呀，这太烦了吗？
And for a while, this actually bothers me.
然后有一段时间呢，我也觉得心里很烦。
For example, you read Leviticus.
如果你在读这个是利未记。
利未记。Yeah, you see all those instructions and guidelines there.
利未记里有很多神对我们的教训，神对我们的指引。
I don't know any of you will find it wow so interesting.
我想很多人不会觉得啊，这很有趣啊。
For God has instructed the Israelites what to kill, when to kill, and what to eat, and when to eat it.
啊，那利未记里在神在指导这个以色列人什么时候杀都是牲畜，什么时候吃牲畜。
How can reading something like that be delightful?
如果你读那个，你会喜欢吗？
But we're going to learn it today.
今天呢，我们就在学这方面的功课。
I want to teach Psalms to my congregation because I think Psalms describe our life.
我想我在东北费那个教会里面想给他们讲到，因为。这个诗篇呢，是在给我们讲述生命。
I'm not talking about just one or two psalms in the book of Psalms, but the whole thing.
我不仅仅指一篇或者两篇，我是在指整个的诗篇。
To understand the whole of Psalms, you need to understand the first word in Psalm 1.
如果你想理解整个诗篇，你应该知道。这个诗篇的第一章的第一个字。
Yeah, but I'm sorry. In the Chinese translation, it kind of shifted the word and messed it up a little bit.
那么中文翻译呢，把这个词给改变了一下，所以呢就不太好。
Because in the Chinese translation, what used to be the first word in the first verse become the last word, in the second verse.
中文翻译呢，这个第一个字呢，就是第一章的第一个字呢，实际上是第一节的第一个字，实际上是第二节的第一个字。
Yeah, the Chinese would say 不从恶人的计谋，计谋 is like do not do something.
那么中文是说呢，不从恶人的计谋，英文说是 blessed is the man.
Yeah, the English would say actually the emphasis actually reading this thing is to bring you blessing.
那么实际上是 blessing 这第一个词。
The key is blessing.
那么实际上最重要的就是 blessing 有福。
And not only the first verse is talk about blessing.
不仅仅第一节是讲有福的。
If you go to the second Psalms and the last verse,
那诗篇的第二章然后最后一节。
Yeah, verse 12 in Psalm number 2.
那就是诗篇二章十二节。
It ends with blessing.
最后一个词也是有福。
The verse say, "Blessed are all who take refuge in Him."
那么那一节是在主里面的变为有福。
And in Chinese, it's the same thing.
那么中文呢就一个意思了。
And actually, I like the Chinese because in the Chinese verse 12 in Psalm 2, it say.都是凡投靠他的都是有福的 so the blessing comes at the very end of it
那么就是有福实际上是在最后在最结束
and so in Psalm 1 and 2 begins with blessing and then it ended with blessing
那实际上诗篇的 第一章第一个字和第二章的最后一个字都是有福。
And this is how traditionally how the church look at the whole of Psalms.
这也是过去从历史上教会看诗篇也是这么看的，第一个字有福，最后一个字有福。
And Psalm 1 and 2 form the door to enter the book of Psalms.
那么诗篇的第一章和第二章就是我们理解诗篇这个门，打开这个门我们能进去。
And after we enter the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms, the whole thing describes the life of a believer.
那么一旦我们进入了诗篇以后，整个诗篇就是在描述基督徒的生活。
I said that because you see at the end of this book of Psalms, the last few Psalms are all about praises.
那我这么说呢，是因为你看诗篇的最后几章都是在讲赞美，赞美耶和华。
It kind of describes the whole of our life as believers.
它也就是在解释我们基督徒的生命。
Yeah, we come into the life of blessing through a door.
我们进入这个有福的生命这个门。
And as we grow older,
那当然我们在里面长大了。
We learn.
我们也学功课。
We mature.
我们也成长了。
And then we are getting closer and closer to praises and the glory of God.
那么我们就和赞美耶和华和神的荣耀一步一步的走近了。
And so the whole book of Psalms is actually very descriptive of our life.
那整个诗篇呢就是在描述我们的生活。
We think Psalms is just some songs.
有人可能想这个诗篇呢就是一些歌而已。
And some happy people writing happy words.
那么有些很有福的人呢，很高兴的人呢，写一些很高兴的话。
Or some very spiritual person that can really reach up to heaven and touch God, and so they write down some words on the book.
或者一些很属灵的人，他们到天上能和神见面，然后赶快把那些词句写下来。
Yeah, but if you spend some time with the Psalms, there are like 150 of them.
但是呢，如果你在诗篇上花点时间呢，你会知道诗篇有一共有150篇。
You will see the Psalms actually be realistic.
你要知道这个诗篇呢也是很现实的。
If you read the Old Testament, you already know that the life of these Old Testament people are pretty messy.
你如果读旧约的话，你也知道旧约里的那个人物呢，也是很糟糕的。
And you know Moses did not even enter the land of Canaan.
你也知道摩西连迦南美地都没进入。
Because he was an angry guy.
因为他有时候发怒嘛。
And you know how messed up David was.
你也知道大卫也是很糟糕的。
Commit murder and adultery in the same instant.
在一个事上，他犯了奸淫罪和杀人罪。
And you know how many drunk people are there in the Old Testament.
你也知道在旧约里面有很多喝醉酒的人。
And what kind of immorality they have committed.
然后他也有很多淫乱的事情。
But you go through the Psalms, you all see these things there.
那你在诗篇里呢，你也能看到这些。
You go through struggles in your life.
你在你的生命里也有挣扎。
And reading Psalms will help you to go through those struggles in your life.
那么读诗篇呢，使得你在你生命的征战呢，能够平安的度过。
It helps a lot of angry people.
能够让很多有恨的人呢，能够平静下来。
Yeah, a lot of people who mess up and sin a lot.
那也是能够帮助很多有罪的人。
Yeah, but the whole Psalms bring us into a life of blessing, go through all the struggles, and then ends with a lot of praises.
那整个诗篇就是从有福这个门进去，然后呢，在生命中呢，我们都有征战，靠诗篇呢，我们度过，到最后呢，是进入赞美神的那个境界。
But now let's go back to chapter one, Psalm number one.
那么现在我们再回到诗篇的第一章。
How do you go into a life of blessing?
那你怎么能够进入这个有福的生命呢？
And these are addressed in Psalm 1 and 2.
那就在诗篇的第一节第二节。
Psalm 1.
第一节第一章。
To talk about how do you enter the life of blessing, the life of blessing.
那告诉我们怎么样能够进入这个有福的生命。
Is by the law of God.
也就是喜爱。
It's kind of strange.
这没什么好奇怪。
It is strange. I actually think it's strange.
我觉得这个挺奇怪的。
But the Bible actually tells us that reading and meditating on the law of God will make someone a blessed person.
那你在昼夜思想耶和华的律法呢？哎，你就会成为一个有福的人。
Well, how do you meditate on the law of God?
那你怎么能够昼夜思想耶和华的律法呢？
Well, we tend to equate the meditation with devotion time.
那么也许我们有时候认为这个思想呢，就是像我们家庭敬拜那样。
Yeah, thinking like spending like 15-30 minutes on a passage, pray and reading it, is that.
或者我们就在想，我们有花个15-30分钟在几张经文上面读想赞美神就好了。
Yeah, but actually it does not say something like that.
这里呢倒不是那么说的。
It says meditate day and night.
这里是说的昼夜思想。
Does not mean that you meditate only in the morning and then in the evening before you go to bed.
这不是说你就是就早上想一想或者晚上睡觉之前想一想。
It actually means that let the word sink into your life and let your whole day meditate on it.
这里也就是说，让神的话语进入你的思想，进入你的生命，你整天呢都能够思想神的话语。
That means you cannot accomplish that by putting the verses in a box and put it on your forehead and holding on your hand.
这也不是说你就把神的话语写在一个小书本上，然后戴到这个额头上，或者是放在这个手腕上。
You need to hold this law of God in your heart.
你应该把这些神的律法放在你的心里。
It doesn't say how you do that.
这里还没有说怎么才能这么做。
It sometimes maybe you memorize it.
有些人呢可能就默记了。
But sometimes you cannot memorize it.
有些人呢真的也记不住。
Like people my age.
在我这个年龄是比较难。
Probably I would do that by reading it many, 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 many times.
那么像我这个年龄，我就会读很多很多遍。
But sometimes you have this word of God in our heart, in our life.
那么有些时候你这些，你就会把这个神的话语呢放在你的心中。
Kind of let this word take over.
让这些话语呢慢慢的就占领你的身心灵。
It brings us into a life that is in verse number one.
那这我们的生命中呢，就像第一节是怎么说的
？We do not walk in the counsels of the wicked.
那么我们就会不从恶人的计谋。
Nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers.
不占罪人的道路，也不坐亵慢人的座位。
You don't do those things.
你现在就不做那些事了。
Because we're finding something more interesting.
因为我们找到了一些更有意义的东西。
Well, I still have not addressed the issue why you will be delighted in the law of God.
那我还没有解释，你怎么会就喜爱耶和华的律法？
I used the story about reading the rule books of a PennDOT.
A
PennDOT rule book, how you be enjoying something like that.
我刚才举呢就宾州的这个考车的地方给你那本书，你不会喜欢那本书吗？
Well, reading the word of God is kind of different.
但是呢，读神的话语呢是不一样的。
Because for one thing, when you read the word, it tells you about your sins.
因为你在读这本书的时候呢，它告诉你的罪。
No, it does not like announce it to the whole world.
并不是说向全世界就在宣告你有罪你的罪在哪里。
It's to tell you that when you read the word, put your word in front of you, and it's just like God tell you that face to face.
就像神跟你面对面说话一样， 在神的话语中你读的时候你能够看到你的罪。
And sometimes for myself I think I need something like that.
对我来说我就需要这样。
Because people will tend to announce it.
有人呢就会宣告，向外面宣告。
Yeah, but it, sometimes it's better if someone like you can receive those in a private setting.
那么但有时候呢你最好呢是在私下里领受这个。
And sometimes when we grow up, no one would bother to tell you that.
当然了，你长大了，你年长了，没人愿意再告诉你的罪了。
Because when we are too old, people dare not say anything to you.
然后你长大了，你年长了，没有人敢说跟你说话。
And when you are too young,
那你年轻的时候呢？
And people will not say it because they are afraid of you getting bad at them.
你太年轻的时候，你要说什么，他们怕你报复他们，他们也不会说。
And so reading the word and being told that we have sins, actually it was very good.
那么读神的话语，读经文的时候，经文告诉我们有罪，确实对我们很有益。
Because if we don't know what our sins are, we will not be able to change it.
如果我们不知道我们的罪呢，我们就没有办法改变。
I went through this church planter's assessment.
Church planter assessment. Okay.
Yeah.
那我最近呢也经历了一个他们考核，就是职堂经验的考核。
也不是最近的，那个2006年的时候。
2006年的时候，他经历了这件事。
Yeah, went through that, and these assessors, there are like 6 of them.
有六个人来考核我的职堂的经历。
And they would say, "You are a very defensive person."
那你呢是非常。这个中文是怎么
很自我保护自己的是
总会保护自己，但不是那个意思，实际上是
Yeah, when they said that,
就是你面子薄，实际上
I did not even know what they're talking about.
他们说这个的时候，我不知道这是什么意思。
I cannot be a defensive person.
那么我不会就说是面子太薄了吧。
Because I think I know myself very well.
那我对我自己的理解还是蛮好的。
It's not my problem.
这不应该是我的问题了。
But they tell me I'm a defensive person.
他们告诉我，他那个是在就是说 defensive， 就是人家一说你就会自己保护自己来辩解自己。
Yeah, and interestingly, my wife confirmed that.
很有趣的是，我太太也说我是这样的人。
So it must be true.
肯定是真的了。
But in the Chinese vocabulary or in my thinking, I've never seen something like that. Never have that kind of description.
那在中文那个字典里面还真没有这个词。我也不记得有更很好的翻译。
And sometimes when you read the Bible, you see something like that.
但是呢，在圣经中你能看到这样的例子。
You read the story, you read the law of God, you tell you something you're wrong.
那你在圣经中你看的故事，你在看神的律法，你还真知道你是错的。
And let me tell you, if you see that in the Bible,
如果你在圣经中看到这个了
，actually it may actually help you solve some problem you cannot solve yourself.
那么他就帮你解决这些问题，你过去凭你自己还真没办法解决。
Yeah, Bible tell you that, and study the law will cause you to know that.
那么圣经呢，确实能够帮你，让你理解。
And another reason why you want to read the understand the law of God.
那这有这个，你为什么要读神的律法？为什么要懂神的律法
？Because the law of God is God's revelation to us.
神的话语就是神在向我们显明他的律法。
He told us something about himself.
他在向我们告诉他自己是什么。
And he told nobody else about that.
他也没有跟任何人其他人说这些。
Only the church have the privilege to read that.
只有教会，只有基督徒才有这个的权利。
Only you who believe.In Jesus, will understand that.
只有你相信耶稣基督了，你才能够懂得这个。
It's very precious.
这是真是宝贵的。
And when you understand that,
当你懂得了
，you see what's happening around you.
你就能够看清你周围在做些什么。
Of course, it doesn't mean you can solve every single problem around you.
当然了，也不是说就你周围的问题你都能解决。
And you experience already, I mean.There are many times when you tell people about the law of God, about the Bible.
当然你也有，肯定有这个经历，你很多时候你告诉别人圣经神的律法，
No one cares，
他们不理你，
They don't even want to hear it，
他们都不想听。
But you know when you read it, it's true and it works，
但是你知道你读的时候是真实的，也在你身上应验了。
Because God gave us something，
因为神给予了我们这些东西。
The third thing that why reading the word of the law of God is so precious，
这也是为什么你读神的律法的时候是真是宝贵。
It taught us how we can do investment，
它也告诉我们我们怎么样投资。
Not just your money，
不仅仅是你的钱上面的投资，
But all your resources，
是你整个资源的投资。
Your time，
你时间上，
Your attention，
啊，你的注意力。
You know your attention span is limited，
我们知道我们的注意力经常关注一些是时间很短。
Although we only think that our kids have attention span problem，
也许我们有时候就说我们孩子怎么不用心读书啊。
Our strength are limited，
但是我们的力量，自己的力量也是有限的。
Reading the word of God teaches us to use these resources，
那么神的话语使得我们能够更好的使用我们自己。
And the law of God taught us how not to use our resources in something else，
那么神的话语也告诉我们，我们有这些资源不要浪费在一些其他的市场。
If you're an artist， If you are an artist，
如果你是个艺术家，
You like to do drawings, right？
你就喜欢画画吗？
You will not waste time like sculpting a statue of Jesus or Mary。
那么你就不会做一个雕塑，做那个耶稣或者是玛利亚的雕塑了。
And if you're a writer，
如果你是个作家，
You think about how to present a message，
那你就能够想到怎么样把这个神的话语能够解释好。
To tell the full gospel，
把全面的福音讲出来。
Without even using those terms we used to hear in the church，
那而且不用这些我们常用语，在教会里面的常用语。
But you bring the message of salvation and redemption and lead people towards that direction。
然后呢，你也会，但是这样你确实会带领人从得救上面往得救的方向走。
It means to give you creativity，
给你一些创造力。
Now the fourth thing the law of God can give us，
那么神的律法呢，能给我们至少四样东西。
Is to restrain our sins，
第一个呢，就是把我们的罪呢能够给绑住。
You think back to your earlier days when you became a Christian，
你再想想你刚成为基督徒的时候怎么样。
You see that I hope that you see that your life then and your life now is kind of different。
我希望你能看见你刚信主的时候和现在你的生命是不一样的。
We used to do some weird things back then，
我们过去会做一些很奇怪的事。
But now we think that those things are wrong and problematic。
那么现在我们就觉得，哎呀，那做那些是错误的，有问题的。
We used to think those are like our freedom to do whatever we want。
我们过去会想到我们做任何事情都有我们的自由啊。
But now we see that those things hurt other people。
现在我们会想，哎，我们做这事可能伤害了其他的人。
And I would think it's because of the law of God that we know now that we restrain us from doing those things。
那我们就知道，因为是神的律法在约束了我们，使得我们不再做那些坏事。
And because of these things the law of God has given us, we see what we have in verse 3 and 4。
那因为神给了我们律法，我们就能看到第三节和第四节是怎么样。
What we become in verse 3 and 4? What has we become?
第三节、第四节，我们就会成为什么？我们就变成了什么
？You become a tree.
你就变成一棵树了。
A very important tree.
一棵很重要的树。
The tree that's planted by the creek, by the water.
这棵树呢，是在溪水边的。
The tree that will bear fruit when it's the right time.
这棵树呢，按季节会结果子的。
The time that you do not set for yourself.
那这个时间呢，不是你自己所定的时间。
And the leaves will not wither.
那么这叶子呢，是不会枯干的。
And the last clause in the verse 3 is very important. All that he has done, let's see. All in all that he does, he prospers.
那最后一节是最重要的，第三节的最后一段就是，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Have you seen something like that?
你看到这个吗？
All that you have done, he prospers.
你所有做的，你都顺利。
But know the word of God, know the law of God, give us that kind of promise.
那我们知道神的律法，就认识了神的律法。我们就得到了这个应许。
So the law of God put us into some sort of boundary.
那么神的律法呢，使得我们在一个定的范围里。
But this boundary is the best place where we function.
那么这个范围呢，使得我们在这里面呢，能够更好的生活。
There are places where you drop your roots.
那么这个地方就是你要扎根的地方。
That means you may not be elsewhere.
也就是说，哎，你不能去别的地方了。
But in a certain time you will bear fruit.
而且呢，在按照合适的季节呢，你就结果。
But that also means that you won't randomly doing something there.
也就是说，你不能是随意的、随机的做一些事。
But that also means that there are certain things that will be very fruitful for you.
也就是说呢，在这个范围里面，你有些事情你做了。你就会接很多的果子
，but not everything.
但是并不是所有的都。
In the community I'm working with.
那么现在我在是个工作的那个社区里面呢。
Being fruitful means.
那么我多结果子是什么意思
？Meaning they have a lot. I have lots of cars.
他们或者认为啊，那个社区的人就是。有果子就是、啊、他们有很多的汽车
Not American cars、
不是美国车
At least Japanese cars
应该是日本车
And lots of properties
或者有地房地产
Yeah, so they can take rents from
他们就可以收租金、
They can have kids going to Harvard and Stanford
或者他们能够去好学校小孩能去哈佛去斯坦福
At least
应该是
If not MIT
如果能进不到 MIT 的
But that's how they think about fruitfulness.
那这些人就用这个来认识啊、哦，这是都结果子了。
But you know that those things won't last very long.
也知道那些东西不会很持久的。
But you also know there are some fruits that is very fundamental to our life that we cannot purchase.
但有些果子你知道，在我们生命中是很基本的，也是花钱买不到的。
You can have six figures.In your bank,
你或者你在你的银行里有十几万的存款。
But there's some fruits we can bear, but we cannot buy.
但是呢，有些果子呢，我们可以接，但是我们不能买。
Your peace,
就是你心灵的平安。
Facing difficulties and being unmoved.
然后在困难面前呢，你不会惊慌失措。
People stab your back.
那么有人或者后面捅你一刀。
You welcome them to step a few more times.
然后呢，你会欢迎他们，你在我背后再多抄几刀好了。
You're not afraid of confronting some problems.
然后呢，你对一些问题呢，你会面对，
because,
你不会避免。
Because it's something needed to be said.
因为这些问题呢，确实是应该解决的。
You can be comfortable in front of anyone.
你在所有人面前呢，你都会像在家里一样。
And all these are promised when you understand the law of God.
那这些就是神的应许。你一旦懂了神的律法，那这些就给你了。
You can be brave in face of the evil people.
那你在恶人面前呢，你会很勇敢。
Because of verse number six.
那就是第六节。
It's a very definite answer. Verse four and verse six, very definite.
那第四节。和第六节就是神给我们的应许，恶人又会怎么样
？The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away.
恶人并不是这样，乃像糠皮被风吹散。
The long verse of verse 5 talk about all the fruitfulness, all the benefits of knowing the law of God.
那第五节呢，也是让人知道，如果你知道神的话语，你知道神的律法。你会怎么样
？And the short, tiny thing talking about what evil people, the wicked, will have.
那么， 恶人的那段呢，它反而很短。
The Bible would tell us definitely that the wicked people would be discarded, would be driven away.
那圣经确实告诉我们，恶人是会被风吹散的，会被吹散。
So why should we afraid of these people?
那么我们为什么还会害怕他们呢？
If we know the law of God that establish who we are,
我们知道神的律法，神的律法就使得我们啊做人有根据。
If the law of God establish and tell us who we are before God,
那神的律法在告诉我们我们是谁，在神面前我们是谁。
Verse 5 and 6 talk about what happened in the future.
那么五和六节呢是在讲未来又是怎么样。
Not just future, but now also.
不仅仅是未来，现在也一样适用。
If there is the law of God.
如果有神的律法，
the wicked will not stand in the judgment.
那恶人在审判的时候必定站立不住。
Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
那罪人在义人的会中也站立不住。
So we should not afraid of these people.
那么我们就不应该怕这样的人。
You know the law of God.
你知道神的律法。
You know the word of God.
你知道神的话语。
The word of God in your heart.
那么神的话语在你心中。
Establish who you are,
就告诉了我们是什么样的人。
And tell you what to do,
也告诉了我们应该怎么做。
And anyone who be evil or wicked,
那么如果有恶人在做坏事的人
，would not do anything much for us.
他们对我们在我们身上没有什么作用的。
Verse 6, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
那么第六节是这么说的。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Very definite word,
非常清楚。
The question for us,
这就没什么问题。
Is where we are.
那么这问题呢，就是说我们现在在哪里
？Are we on the side of the wicked?
那我们是在恶人那边呢
？Or are we on the side of the righteous?
那还是我们在义人这边
？Being declared righteous under the law of God.
那么如果我们在神的律法面前我们是有义的话，我们是义人的话，
What these things mean for us today is,
那么这些话语在今天对我们又有什么意义呢？
If we know we are not conforming ourselves to the law of God,
我们知道如果我们不遵守神的律法，
is to, for us to repent,
那我们就应该向神忏悔，要认罪。
Repentance brings us through that door of Psalms.
那么悔改就使得我们能够进入这个有福的门，就是这个诗篇的这个门。
Bring us to kneel before Jesus.
那就让我们在耶稣面前能够站立住。
To confess to Him our sins.
我们就向耶稣基督认罪
，and to have ourselves transformed by the word of God.
那么凭着神的话语，我们就有改变
，and you see a huge difference in your life.
那我们的生命呢，就有很大的不同。
I hope you have already experienced this.
那我希望呢，你过去呢就已经经历了过这些。
And I hope you are, if you are, you looking for something like that.
如果你现在还在期望有这些。事情在你身上发生呢
？You will start to investigate this.
那你就在神的话语上多下一些功夫。
It's quite amazing, actually.
这个确实是很奇特的。
Not just something in here in your psychology or your mind.
不仅仅是在你的心理上或者你的心理。
But it talks about how we live in this world.
也告诉我们在这个生活在这个世界我们应该怎么生活
when the world is not perfect
因为我们知道这个世界确实不很完美
it is really messy
是很混乱的
and the US government doesn't help us with that
美国政府不会帮我们这个忙的
only the government of God will help us with these things
只有神的国才能帮助我们
let us pray
让我们一起祷告
Our Father we thank you
天父，我们谢谢你。
For we know you love us.
我们知道你爱我们。
And you've given us your word.
因为你给我们你的话语。
May you help us to understand your law.
你也帮助我们，让我们能够懂得你的律法。
And so that we may, our life may be transformed.
这样我们的生命就能够被改变。
Into the likeness of Jesus.
那么就让就更像耶稣基督。
Teach us our sins.
啊，你让我们知道我们的罪。
And teach us also your grace.
然后你让我们能够得到你的恩典。
So we may understand Jesus' death on the cross.
这样我们才能懂得耶稣基督为什么在十字架上受死。
And embrace your word, with thankfulness.
让我们满心欢喜地接受你的话语。
We thank you for this message.
主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你的信息。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.